Hey, this is DA and Marion calling again and trying. Have no idea where we got cut off. The joy of using the Iridium system is that there's 48 moving satellites up there, and they have to pass the call from satellite to satellite, so it's not all that uncommon that we will get cut off. And so here we are at kilometer 100 on day 3 of paddling north. We had a great day. We were up really early again to beat the wind on Brulé Lake, and watching the sun come up and getting all ready to go and heading out in the lake was still calm, and that was a delightful paddle. Found the channel and enjoyed watching the trains roar by, watching some ATVers on the sand dunes, and stopped about two-thirds of the way up for a stretch, and then I got down to the end of the lake, and the current started to pick up quite considerably, found some bouncy water, made our way down. Stopped in at Old Entrance at the little B&B and campsite and talked to the caretaker there, and he was very kind, offered us showers and some drinking water, had some lunch, met some horse folks and some camping folks, decided to move on past and take on our nemesis, the Highway 40 Bridge, and made our sneak route on the left, continued to head on down, got past Hinton, and then picked up some water at a small creek, and we have a lovely sight here on an island. So we've got riverfront island property. I'm looking out the screen door at the moment and watching the river go by. We're not too proud to admit that we are hiding from the mosquitoes. We haven't quite got all of our systems together for dealing with bugs. I did go into my bug jacket for the first time on the trip just to sort of get things packed up for the night. I call it my happy place, and it's a new bug jacket, so we'll see. It was feeling pretty toasty, nice and hot and toasty here today. We're going to definitely be sun-baked as the summer goes on if this amazing weather keeps up. And shepherd's pie with beef and potato and corn and gravy for supper with a hot chocolate as our hot drink. Lunch was tortillas and brie and salami with a few little honey mustard chips in there for crunch, and breakfast was blueberries with granola and almonds. Snack was tamari almonds and sesame snaps. I know lots of follow here what we're eating. Starting to have our field appetites come up, which is great because it doesn't have made one dent in the food. We carry our food in three barrels, one small one and two big ones, and you have to get all the food in there to keep it safe from the animals and to keep the animals safe from our food every day. So we need space in our barrels.